welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 4th. You'll be interested to know. 50 years ago, today in 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded Microsoft, which grew to be the world's largest personal computer software company, revolutionizing the technology industry and shaping the future of computing. Their innovative approach and commitment to software development established Microsoft as a leading force in the global market. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2-plus feet throughout the morning, providing consistent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 3 mph, keeping things smooth for a while. As the day progresses, anticipate a shift to onshore winds, which may create some choppy conditions later on. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 1-foot outgoing low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 9 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mph. The first low tide Friday will be 0 foot at 10:15 a.m., with a 3-foot high tide at 6:15. The nearshore GUI at Mission Bay West reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday will experience choppy conditions as winds increase from 6 mph to 10 mph in the afternoons, shifting from offshore to onshore. Morning sessions remain clean with manageable wave heights around 2 feet, but by Monday, surf will rise to well overhead at 6 to 9 feet. The persistent winds will significantly affect surf quality throughout the period. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 53 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 64 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies with a low around 48 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies this weekend with highs near 68 degrees on Saturday and 74 degrees on Sunday. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the 40s and 50s. Moving into Monday, enjoy another sunny day with a high near 70 degrees, followed by partly cloudy skies at night. Tuesday remains mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees and partly cloudy nights ahead. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California may soon restrict small-sized middle and high school students from riding in the front seat of vehicles. Advocates cite crash statistics showing that smaller children face higher risks when not in the back seat or using a booster seat. A proposed bill would require all children under the age of 10 to use booster seats and prohibit those under 13 from the front seat. The bill's author, Assemblymember Lori Wilson, emphasized the need for safety, noting the alarming injury and fatality rates among children in crashes. Critics expressed concerns about enforcement and potential profiling. The bill is now headed to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. Now on to sports. This season, the National Football League will introduce Sony's Hawkeye cameras to track ball position, replacing the manual method used for decades. These 8K cameras will utilize virtual measurement technology to quickly determine if the ball has traveled the required 10 yards for a first down. The system comprises 6 cameras that create a digital recreation of the measurement, which will be displayed in stadiums and on television. While measuring with the Hawkeye system takes around 30 seconds, significantly faster than the chain crew's time, the crew will still be present on the field in a secondary role. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Warriors, 116-123, at the Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James led the team with 9 assists, while Austin Reeves hit 9 three-pointers. The Lakers shot 45.3% from the field, but struggled against the Warriors' 87% shooting. The Lakers' record now stands at 46-29, remaining in first place. Tonight, the Lakers face the New Orleans Pelicans, who are 21-55 at the Crypto.com Arena. Tip-off is at 7:30. In hockey last night, the Kings beat Utah 4-2 in Salt Lake City. Kevin Fiala and Trevor Moore dazzled with quick goals in the third period. Drew Doughty sealed the win with an empty netter. The Kings now boast a record of 43-23-9, riding a 3-game winning streak. Tomorrow afternoon, the Kings clash with the Oilers at home in the City of Angels. Tomorrow morning, the unbeaten Friars at 7-0 are set to face the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Randy Vasquez takes the mound going against Shota Imanaga's. First pitch is at 11:20. In top news, in Mammoth Lakes, California, 3 individuals have tragically died from hantavirus, the same virus that claimed the life of Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa. Health officials reported these unusual cases, as fewer than 100 California residents have been diagnosed since 1980. The recent deaths involving a young adult occurred despite no evidence of mouse activity in their homes. Investigators noted a potential deer mouse population boom could be contributing to these infections. Public health officials urge residents to take precautions, such as trapping rodents and properly storing food, to prevent further cases. In business news, global economies are bracing for a potential flood of cheap Chinese goods as President Donald Trump's tariffs threaten to reshape trade dynamics. Starting April 9th, Chinese imports will face tariffs averaging around 70%. This move could drive up prices for various products in the United States, including electronics and toys. Economists warn that this could worsen the ongoing China shock, diverting U.S.-bound exports to an already saturated global market. With retaliatory measures likely, the situation underscores how quickly trade wars can escalate, leaving other countries struggling to absorb the excess manufacturing capacity from China. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% for the week to just over $83,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $1,800. And Goetze's Maximus is down 0.5% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A groundbreaking new super alloy designed from copper and tantalum with added lithium can endure temperatures up to 800 degrees Celsius, which is 1400 degrees Fahrenheit. This innovative material not only withstands extreme heat, but also boasts a remarkable yield strength of 1,120 megapascals, surpassing traditional copper alloys. Researchers from several U.S. universities and the U.S. Army Research Laboratory developed this alloy, which mimics the strengthening mechanisms of nickel-based superalloys. This advancement may lead to more durable materials for various sectors, including aerospace and military applications. Entertainment news. David Fincher is set to direct a sequel to Quentin Tarantino's 2019 film titled Twice Upon a Time in Hollywood. This project, which will debut on Netflix, is based on a script written by Tarantino. Brad Pitt is expected to reprise his Oscar-winning role as Cliff Booth, while Leonardo DiCaprio's return has not yet been confirmed. Notably, this sequel does not count toward Tarantino's self-imposed limit of 10 films. The rights to the original film belong to Sony, allowing Tarantino to create a new movie with the same characters. The casting is anticipated to be as impressive as the original. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American military leader and statesman, Colin Powell. And he said, "Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.